Good evening. I'm Sam Friedman with the KUAC News Minor Update. A Fairbanks man was killed in a two-vehicle accident on the Parks Highway yesterday between Nenana and Fairbanks. According to an Alaska State Trooper report, 46-year-old Sean Masterson lost control of his SUV, slid into the opposing lane, and collided with a pickup truck near mile 329. Troopers say Masterson was pronounced dead at the crash scene, and that a child passenger in his SUV was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The driver of the truck received minor injuries in the accident, which troopers were notified of at about 4:35 p.m. Monday. This season's abundant snow accumulation prompted the Fairbanks City Council to approve additional money for snow removal. A budget amendment offered at a Monday meeting by Councilman Jerry Cleworth added $50,000 to pay temporary snow removal equipment operators.
We're getting all our snow late in the year. I'm sick and tired of seeing it. I'm getting very concerned because we could get into a melt here in about 3 weeks. If we get into a melt and we have hard pack in any of the streets, then that literally turns to mush. And I've sat in these seats one time when that happened, and it was one of the most uncomfortable situations I've ever been involved in because we got yelled at a lot.
Cleworth says snow removal equipment operators are working double shifts to try to clear city streets before breakup. Also last night, the council turned back a second budget amendment that would have provided an increased salary for firefighters, whose contract is the subject of renegotiation. Council member Valerie Therrien offered the $97,000 amendment for pay and health insurance costs not covered under the current year's budget. Therrien says she brought the amendment forward in light of a fund balance not anticipated by the council.
I think that part of the reason that the firefighters' contract wasn't funded at budget time was because we didn't realize that we had that much money left over.
Therrien said she crafted the amendment after being contacted by a firefighters' union representative. Council members Cleworth and David Prues adamantly opposed the measure as a violation of a city code that limits contract negotiation to a formal process. Prues calls contract action outside the process inappropriate.
We're violating code, period. We've heard it from city attorney. Remember your oath of office, please.
Councilmember Joy Huntington countered that the normal negotiating process was derailed by the council earlier approving a two-year deal with firefighters and then not funding the second year of the contract.
I don't think this is a normal, in my opinion, not a normal contract negotiation that is just for no reason being circumvented. It's one that was only kicked into gear because we decided not to fund the second year of a contract that was already in place, that is currently in place.
In the end, Huntington and Therrien supported the amendment, which the rest of the council voted down. The council later went into executive session to discuss the firefighter contract. Alaska's barley growers had their most productive year in the last decade in 2017, buoyed by promises that the new ownership of a slaughterhouse in Palmer will boost demand for cattle feed. In Alaska's small agricultural sector, the Matanuska Valley in south-central Alaska is the state's vegetable basket. But grains are king in the Delta Junction area of the interior, where about a dozen farmers grow barley, a grain used mainly for animal feed. According to annual U.S. Department of Agriculture statistics published last month, Alaska barley growers planted 5,500 acres of the grain in 2017 and harvested 239,000 bushels, the most in the last decade. The total value of Alaska's barley crop has generally ranged between $600,000 and $1.2 million. Delta Junction barley farmer Bryce Wrigley told the Daily News Miner that the privatization of the slaughterhouse Mount McKinley Meat and Sausage in Palmer is giving cattle farmers and feed growers across the state more confidence to expand their operations. The slaughterhouse is the only USDA-certified slaughterhouse in south-central Alaska. After years of losing money for the state, the Alaska Board of Agriculture and Conservation voted to sell the slaughterhouse in December 2016. The new owner says he wants to expand. For more on these stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Sam Friedman.